Our text today is taken from John chapter 11, verses 21 through 27, and this is a segment of the account of the death of Lazarus and the resurrection of Lazarus by Jesus Christ. "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, "if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha answered, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." And Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she told him. "I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who was to come into the world." Heavenly Father, sanctify us through these words of truth. Amen. You may be seated. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in 2002, I had the privilege of being able to teach in Cameroon, Africa. And the task that I had was to teach the life of Christ to Cameroonian men who wanted to be pastors, and then to try to identify those men who would make good pastors. And I want to tell you about one of those men. His name was Musi Kiron Teko. He went by Kiron, and so I will use that as his name. Interesting man. A fully mature, adult African man. He had been a carpenter, and the Wisconsin Synod had hired him to help build a church in southern Cameroon, and he did build that church. But he also heard the proclamation of the pastor, and the pastor had told him about Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for his sins and rose again for his justification and ascended into heaven and had prepared a house for him in heaven. And the Holy Spirit worked through that gospel message, and Kiron became a Christian, and now he wanted to be a pastor. As was my custom when I taught, I would pick a particular student and then have that student really study a text and then teach it to the class the next day. And it just so happens that Kiron's text was the very one that we have before us today. His job was to be like a Sunday school teacher, and the other 17 men in class would be the children in the Sunday school class. He was to teach this lesson. So I want to present this lesson through African eyes today. I will be quoting Kiron from entries I made in my journal. The text before us today. He started off by saying, "Children, you know that death happens." Now, obviously, children in Cameroon know that death happens. The infant mortality rate is astronomical. It's 70 out of 1,000. Here in the U.S., it's 6 out of 1,000. The average Cameroonian man lives to be 54 years old and then dies. The average woman, 55. A half million of the 14 million Cameroonians at that time had HIV. Children, you know that death happens. And then he went on to explain that God created life, but sin causes death. And all sin, so all die, death happens. Sad, but true. Another entry from my journal about his address that day to the children. "Children, you know that death happens. You have all been to death celebrations." In Cameroon, when a person dies, all of the relatives from near or far show up immediately, and they have a death celebration. And it's very interesting, those death celebrations, because there's food and beverage, and there is a lot of conversation about death, and there's a lot of weeping. And so Kiron went ahead and he put Jesus right smack in the middle of that death celebration. And then he went on to explain that Lazarus and Mary and Martha were brother and sisters, and that they had put on death celebrations before because their parents were dead, they put on those celebrations, and now Mary and Martha had to put on the death celebration for their brother Lazarus. How sad it was. Lazarus had gotten sicker and sicker, and then he died. So Chiron went to explain Jesus was a family member, so he showed up. He explained that not in the sense of brother and sister, but actually like a brother and a sister to Lazarus and Mary and Martha. He was their brother in every deep kind of sense. And so he showed up at this death celebration of his brother Lazarus, and he behaved like he should behave. He showed up and he was sorrowful, and he wept like everybody was weeping, and he talked about death, but in a different way. And that, by the way, is the words of our text today, the death talk that Jesus was giving with Martha at the death celebration. But then Chiron went to explain this was no ordinary death celebration. First of all, he said that Lazarus was not buried in the ground. Now, we look at that picture. Every culture pictures Jesus like he's our own. So we look at the picture and we see Jesus as an Anglo-American. And we see Mary and Martha as Anglo-Americans. And they have our ethnic expressions and mannerisms. They look like us. Well, to him, Jesus was a black African. And Jesus lived in the jungle because that's the only environment Chiron ever knew, was that jungle. And in the jungle, when somebody dies, they immediately put the body in the ground because it's hot and it's humid. And if you leave it out, it starts to smell as it decomposes. And Chiron said that this was unusual because Jesus was not buried in the ground, in the jungle ground, but rather in a tomb above ground. And they had rolled a big rock in the way to keep that smell of decay out, but it didn't work. For after 4 days, Lazarus' body was smelling bad. This was no usual death celebration. For Jesus ordered some strong men to roll the rock away. And then he ordered Lazarus, come out. And Lazarus came out. He walked out alive. Something that had never happened before. And then I want to read very carefully these words that were spoken by Musi that day. He said, Jesus was on his own way to die, and there would be a death celebration for him. But in 3 days, he would walk out of the tomb and end that sadness. And then he made a very interesting comparison. He said Jesus had attended the death celebration of Lazarus, but he ended it. And he said that Lazarus and Mary and Martha had attended the death celebration of Jesus. But Jesus walked out of that tomb with the rock rolled away, and he ended that death celebration. So what is there for us who are the relatives, the brothers and sisters in faith in Christ? We don't have to be really sad at death celebrations because we know that Jesus will end those, and he will produce a life celebration. And that's the message he wanted to teach to the children in that room that day. In Cameroonian style, when a teacher notices that a student does a good job, they have a way of acknowledging that. And so what they do is they say, well done, let's clap for him. And then they have a stylized clap. It's everybody does it like that in unison. I pulled Musi Chiron Teko by himself apart after the class was over. And I told him, well done, I'll clap for you. And then I clapped for him. But then as we talked, it dawned on us, and it wasn't a new thought, that really we are not clapping for him or for his presentation of the story. We were clapping for Jesus. For it is Jesus and Jesus alone who pulls us out of the ground of death. It is Jesus who allows us to put an end to the death celebration and to celebrate life after the resurrection throughout eternity in heaven. So rightly we could say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying on the cross for us, for rising for our justification, for preparing us a place in heaven. Thank you for taking the sadness out of our death celebration and turning it into a life celebration. Jesus, we clap for you. Amen. We continue with the song. Now may the peace which Jesus supplies keep you strong and steadfast in the true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.